Welcome back here to the postgame show here on 95.7 FM. Quinn Douglas after Eagle Grove's 20-0 shutout over Ogden. We're joined now by Eagle Grove head coach Logan Willard. And coach, first of all, congratulations. 2-0 for the first time in almost a decade. Just what does it mean to come out after such a great performance in the opener, follow it up? And you have to grind, you do, against a team like Ogden, who is always a physical football team, but come out on the other end, not only with a victory, but with a shutout to boot.
Yeah, absolutely. Extremely proud of our boys. I'd rather have this any week where we have to go out and find out who we are and what we're made of. I appreciate that. And, you know, sticking with each other through adversity, I thought they did a good job. No game is going to be clean. It's just going to be who sticks together through those tough times.
And I really want to talk about the defense and how well they played from start to finish. Obviously, anytime you throw up a shutout, the defense has to play pretty darn well for that to happen. And I thought from the opening snap, they played with physicality and they played with speed, and they made life rough for the Ogden passing attack and the Ogden rushing attack as well, just without passing or flying to the football.
Yeah, and now, you know what, we were just talking about that. The player of the game for me is Dylan Twilliger. That kid is always criticized for being too small, always underrated. And the guy flies around and absolutely makes people pay for it. And I'm super proud of his performance, sideline to sideline.
And obviously, you got offensively, Adrian Whipple again. You know, may not have had the highlight reels that everybody want, you know, everybody likes to see on social media, but some of the runs he made were meaningful runs. Runs where he's about a yard shy of a first down, puts that shoulder down, gets that extra yard, runs over the defender, gets the first down. He made the winning plays when it was required of him to make those winning plays, and I think that says a lot about him.
Yeah, absolutely. His mentality's changed completely as he's come through this program, and when you are watching him run the football from the sideline and he drops his head and runs it over a defender, that's a form of leadership from him, showing the guys that, hey, follow me, I got this.
And your offensive line, what we talked about a lot too, you know, it's not your traditional offensive line. There's a lot of guys that give up 30, 35, some cases 40 pounds, but they come out, they're able to create the running lanes for your backs and do so pretty consistently. Just what does it say about the fight this offensive line brings when they're the small dog in a fight with, you know, there's, like I said, there's guys 30, 35, 40 pounds bigger than them on average.
100%. And you know what, that's our offense, but that's who they are as human beings. And like I said, again, if the whole group across the board has always been overlooked, okay, they're not your stereotypical offensive linemen. They come out and they fit exactly what we need to do. And, again, couldn't be more proud of them. Those guys here, when we get through the season into the winter, those guys all weigh 120 pounds. Yeah, they're just, it's a special group. They're good kids.
And, obviously, next week, West Fork, a game with the Warhawks, a game that a year ago had moments to possibly be a pretty good ball game, but West Fork was able to get the better of you. You go to Sheffield Friday, a West Fork team that's a pretty talented team, you know, borderline top 10, depending on what outlet you look for Class A. But what are you most excited about the challenge of West Fork for next Friday?
Well, obviously, it's just a get-back game for us. You know, anytime you lose and you're in this two-year cycle, you're looking for another opportunity. And like you said, we're knocking on the door. We just couldn't get it to happen for us last year. And we got momentum, and we're excited for the opportunity to go play them. And, you know, we talk about last Friday and this Friday, those efforts are not good enough to beat a team like Westport, and so we got to continue to work.
All right, Coach, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
That was Logan Willard, the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, after the Eagles' 20-0 victory over Ogden on Friday night.